Here comes the bride.
But I gotta go to Mass.
What?
Yeah, you know, it's bad luck for the groom to see the bride 24 hours before the ceremony. Ma, wait till you see the gorgeous negligee that I ordered. It is so black. Oh, no. I ordered this in white.
No, I'm sorry. They shipped it in black, hon.
All right, we schlepped all the way to Jersey for that negligee, and in 2 seconds he's going to rip it off, cover you with chocolate Cool Whip, and ravage you.
I just want to say that I hate you so much right now. Hello, hello.
Is there a problem?
We're stuck out here in the middle of nowhere. I'm supposed to be getting married in less than 14 hours, and we're starving to death because my mother ate my underwears.
Lady, it's a beautiful story. My heart goes out to you, but I got one tow truck, and a wedding is not an emergency. You how old? I'll send a chopper.
What happened? Well, I got a call from Val's mother. They found the car. I passed it down the road. You know there's a call box right next
to it. You know what? Let's not revisit that.
Oh, honey, I'm so happy that you're here.
Oh, darling, are you all right?
No, wait. Stop. Stay where you are. Remember, you can't see me for 24 hours before the ceremony. Oh, Ma. What's he wearing?
The cashmere. He looks gorgeous.
Oh, I love the cashmere. Ma, you're not wearing a bra?
In case I die, I'm gonna go free and happy.
Oh, sweetie, go run over and pull the car here, but whatever you do, don't look at me.
Darling, it's a 2-hour drive. How can I possibly not look at you?
Just keep your eyes fixated on me. It'll be like a glimpse into the future.
Now come here, sweetie, and give us a hug. Fran, it's never gonna be like this again. Just the two of us lying here together. God willing, Val.
To think, you were almost going to be the last girl in our class to get married. Boy, wouldn't that have been pathetic?
Val.
I know. I just figured it out.
It's time for the mother-daughter prenuptial tour. Valerie, would you go into the kitchen and heat me up a nice big piece of apple pie?
I get it. You want some privacy.
No, I want pie. Darling, I knew I would be too emotional on your wedding day, so I wrote you a letter.
When did you have time to write it?
On the day you were born. My darling daughter, after 23 hours of agonizing labor, P.S. I'm never letting your father touch me again. You're finally here. Darling, this is the happiest day of my life. Until today, your wedding day. And now here you are, 21 years old. Kennedy was president. We were all optimistic.
You know, I don't want you to think just because I'm getting married that this is going to change anything between us. I may be living with Maxwell, but you'll always live in your own home.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, Ma.
Sir? With tomorrow being your wedding day, I thought a brandy might be in order.
Oh, thank you, old man.
Oh, you want one?
Oh, Niles, I just hope I can live up to Fran's expectations. You know, I haven't been with a woman in quite some time.
Well, double quite some time, add two, and welcome to my world, pal.
It's just that she's so experienced. I mean, she's been with an Italian guy, Niles.
Oh, sir, that was 5 years ago. Believe me, the woman is so ready, even an Englishman will please her.
Shoes don't fit. My shoes don't fit. They gave me the wrong shoes. They gave me the wrong shoes.
Those are my shoes. They're my shoes.
Oh, relax, relax. These are my shoes. There's my shoes.
Fran.
Yeah?
Do you want me to get you a cup of coffee?
Honey, do I seem like I need a buzz?
Fran.
Yeah?
Sweetie.
Baby.
You know, as your bridesmaid,
yeah.
I got you something old,
okay.
Something new, something borrowed.
That's mine, Val.
Borrowed! The only thing that I forgot,
yeah,
was something blue.
Val, if I don't have something blue, I can't get married!
Fran, you're going to choke her!
Well, then at least I'll have something blue, won't I? Shh! Glass it up. That could be somebody from his side of the family.
Entree.
Can Maxwell's baby sister have a word with the bride?
Of course.
Hello, darlings. Can we have some privacy?
Oh, here, girls. Why don't you go tie this onto the limo? We need to have a little privacy.
I just wanted to give you a warm welcome to the Sheffield family.
Oh.
Welcome.
I feel the love. I do. I do.
And don't let it bother you that Mummy isn't coming today.
Mummy isn't coming today?
Oh, didn't you know? Well, don't fret, darling. Remember how much Mummy hated Lester when I married him.
She hates me?
Oh, darling, Mummy only despised Lester because he's my chauffeur.
She despises me?
Oh, Jocelyn's saying too much. Look, darling, the point is, Mummy adores Lester now.
How good.
Of course, that could be because we're divorcing.
What? You and Lester?
Turns out Mummy was right. Classes can't mix.
Sure they can. Sure they can. You loved Lester. You loved that he was so different from you. He was earthy and real. And from what I heard, he was a wild animal in the bedroom.
Oh, yes. But eventually, darling, not having anything in common becomes a real bore. Oh, don't get me wrong. I still enjoy the lovemaking. Just not with Lester. Oh, darling, don't worry. Completely different with you and Max. I mean, Lester had no breeding. His family was utterly classless.
Oi, where's the can? I took a diuretic instead of a Tylenol.
I'm late. Can you imagine me, the bride, being late for my own wedding? Maxwell, if there's one thing the place taught me, it's that it's Nanny Fine that you love. I'm very happy for the both of you.
Well, thank you very much, Cece.
Would you excuse me for just one moment? I'll kill her! How could you leave me standing at that darn altar? The minute this diuretic wears off, you're gonna get such hell.
Hello, darling.
Hi.
Listen, I don't know if you've checked your day planner recently, but if you look under today's date, it says get married.
Don't yell at me. Can't you see I'm falling apart? The wedding is over. God, you look incredible.
Sweetheart, what do you mean the wedding is over?
Oh, Jocelyn and Lester are getting a divorce.
What has that to do with us?
Their marriage didn't work because they're from two different worlds, just like us. I mean, you're the sophisticated, classy Jocelyn, and I'm Lester. The poor schlubber works for you.
Oh, come on, darling. You never really work.
You know, it's so wrong to make a joke now.
Sweetheart, I love you.
Sure, now. I mean, now you find our differences charming. But sooner or later, you're going to get bored with me. And even though you won't admit it, I know that you're going to be bugged by the fact that your mother hates me.
What? Who said my mother hates you?
Your mean old sister.
Yeah. Oh, Fran, my darling. How can I make you understand how much I adore you?
Well, a few examples would be good.
All right, let's start with your sense of humor. I love your vivacity, your guilelessness, your irreverence.
Could you use words I understand?
I love your pizzazz, your fire, your passion. I love the way you get excited over a good piece of coffee cake.
Or even a bad one.
Oh, and I love that smile. Do you really need more?
Would you mind?
Now you see how you make me laugh? I love the way you love with all your heart and all your soul. The way you love the children, how they worship you. You know, you blew into our lives 5 years ago like a whirlwind, made us all feel alive again. For that alone, I'll love you forever.
You don't think I'm pretty?
Begin the service with a traditional Jewish prayer.
Adonai,
Maxwell, do you promise to love and cherish Francine in sickness and in health as long as you both shall live?
I do.
Francine, do you?
I do. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do you promise to love and cherish Maxwell in sickness and in health as long as you both shall live?
I do.
If anyone here can give good cause as to why these two should not be married, let them speak now or forever hold their peace.
By the power vested in us,
we now pronounce you husband and wife.
Kiss your bride.
This chicken be drier?
I'll take the dry chicken over the fishy salmon.
How is everything?
Oh, so delicious!
I'd be lying if I didn't say I'm a little turned on.
Hey, after the wedding, would you and the Countess like to join me and Morty at the diner for a little French toast?
Just thanks.
Not French toast.
God.
He's a man.
He's a god.
He's a man.
Guys, this is hardly the place for a religious debate.
We're talking about Sinatra.
Miss Babcock.
Oh, thank you, Niles, but you know I'm not supposed to
do that.
How many times have you not done that tonight?
About 8. Oh, Niles, now that Maxwell's taken, my life is over.
Oh, Miss Babcock, you always underestimate yourself. You have a lot to offer a man. You're witty, you're sophisticated, you're beautiful, you're sexy.
How many times have you done that tonight?
About 12.
Dance with me.
Okay, butler boy.
Mr. and Mrs. Sheffield.
Hi.
Everything is parfait. Both families getting along swimmingly.
Oh, listen, who's got the energy to fight? I mean, his side is too drunk, my side's too full.
Chip, I'm leaving.
Here we go.
Gran, I'm leaving.
Why?
I'm tired of these people insulting me.
Oh, Uncle Stanley, please. They don't mean any harm by it. They're just from another culture.
I'm talking about our side.
Say we just get out of here.
Oh, we can't leave yet. They haven't thrown the bouquet.
Well, darling, you do that. You're the bride, remember?
Oh, and there's your silver lining.
I can't believe I'm kissing a married man.
How'd you like to join one in the bedroom?
That would be so wrong.
Oh, my God, Fran. You look exquisite in this moonlight.
Well, after 29, a girl's best light is candle and or moon.
I love you, my darling.
I love you.
Don't move. Don't move an inch. I want to remember you just like this. Let me get a camera.
Okay. Don't forget to put the red eye on.
There's a great film for you later on Living TV. Albert Finney stars in Mary Riley tonight at 9. Next, though, The Endless Loop of Time is causing Phoebe some trouble. Enchanted.